بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك مكننا ليوسف في الأرض يتبوأ منها حيث يشاء نصيب برحمتنا من نشاء ولا نضيع أجر المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, we had mentioned yesterday that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was proven innocent. Zulaykha and her friends had very clearly mentioned their guilt, and it was Zulaykha who had tried to seduce Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. He was absolutely innocent. And then we mentioned how the king then removed him from the prison and then gave him a very high post. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ. And thus, in this manner, in other words, from the time Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was taken away from his father Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, put into the well, and the entire incident that we discuss, that he was then taken in this by this travelers, this caravan, then he was sold in the marketplace in Egypt, purchased by the Aziz of Egypt, and then remaining in his home, and then the incident of Zulaykha trying to seduce him and tempt him, then he's put into prison, now removed from prison, and he's becoming now very close to the king. So Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Thus did we establish Yusuf in the land. This is how we gave him establishment in Egypt. يَدَبَوَّ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. So that he may settle there in wherever he pleased. نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ. We bestow our mercy on whomsoever we will. Now this is the important lesson today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ. We bestow our mercy on whomsoever we wish, we will. This is the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has His plan. And we cannot understand the plan and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outwardly, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had to undergo so much of sacrifices. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, so many sacrifices. But we mentioned, the closer a person is to Allah, the more the hardships, the more the tests, the more the trials. But Allah has got some plan. And Allah now makes him right next to the, we say, the right-hand man of the king, so as to say. Allah gives him prominence. Allah gives him izzat, honor, glory, respect. The people of Egypt now begin to love Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu, especially after the plan that he devised for them for the drought and the storage houses that he made them build and how they harvested the crops and they kept or the extra provisions for the time of drought. So they began to have extra love for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember, after difficulty there's always ease. Quran says, بَعْدَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى. And this is a lesson for us. We go through various trials and calamities. All of us go through some hardship. Sometimes somebody goes through some sickness. Sometimes it's a financial difficulty. It's just deaths upon deaths. He's just trying his best to come out. Nothing seems to work for him. Sometimes a woman cannot bear children. She tries desperately. There's so many different types of difficulties people go through. But remember, after difficulty, there's always ease. And if a person reads the explanation of Surah Al-Nashrah, Inna ma'al usri yusra, Allah Ta'ala explains and the commentators expound the meaning of this verse, that Allah never puts two difficulties upon a person. You'll find his ease always. And Allah must give you ease. So this is the lesson tonight. نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we bestow our mercy on whomsoever we wish. And see Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, in the beginning, everything seemed so difficult and so dark, as though the future was so bleak. But how Allah ta'ala then opens everything, and now Allah gives him such prominence, such izzat, that we will see just now, those same brothers who threw him in the well, they come at his feet. And this is the system in the world. That many a times a person is oppressed, but he exercises sabr for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the day comes when the same people who were the oppressors, now they come as beggars to him. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we never lose hope. Always there is some light at the end of the tunnel. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. No matter what the difficulty is. It requires a lot of sabr. And Allah is not bound by time. We want instant results. Everything is instant. Microwave, and we have this coffee, whatever it is, and we want immediate results. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not bound by time. He is the creator of time. He is the controller of time. Allah is actually checking our sabr. That is what Allah wants from us. And in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants. There's a car, NC638. Kindly remove your car, NC638. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam then is now in charge of the crops and the finance. In fact, he asked the king, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض, that make me in charge of the treasures of Egypt. Now, if a person looks at the different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sharia does not exhort us to ask for a position and a post. There are many instances in the life of Sahaba where a Sahabi came and asked Rasulullah to make him a governor or make him in charge of a certain task or post, and Rasulullah bluntly refused. We don't give any person imara and leadership who seeks it. In this particular instance, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam actually asked the king. And the reason for this, commentators explain very simply, that there was no other person who had the knowledge of running the financial situation of the country and saving it in times of famine and drought. People were not knowledgeable, neither were they loyal to the king and loyal to the citizens. There was a lot of oppression, cheating, disloyalty taking place. And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah. And he had these qualities. And he mentioned, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم. That I am حفيظ and عليم. حفيظ means somebody who is protective. And he will make sure that the money or the finance is of the country is run in a proper condition. There will be no cheating. There will be no mishandling of the funds, misappropriation of the funds. Many times in organizations and in government posts, we see a lot of cheating, deception. May Allah protect us. When somebody is given a task and he's in charge, he's made the trustee or he's made in charge of the finance, he's a treasurer, then he has to be very, very careful. Extremely careful and cautious. Lest on the day of Qiyamah he has to answer for things that he just took unjustly. We find in the lives of Khulafa Rashidun, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu, extremely careful when money was taken from Baytul Mal. Such an occasion there was when Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu's wife made a sweet dish for him. So he asked, where did you get the money from? She said, I saved the money from the stipend that you are given from Baytul Mal. He said, well, that is all surplus that belongs to public money. Give all that money back. How many of us have that type of iman and yaqeen and that type of sincerity? So those in charge of organizations, masajid, madaris, whatever it may be, you have to be extremely careful that every cent is used correctly. And nothing must go into your pocket. So he had these two qualities and he had to make sure that the country was governed properly. There must be no disloyalty, no cheating, no oppression. And therefore, in a case where there is nobody else who has these type of qualities of leadership, then in that situation for a person to ask to be appointed, there is no problem. Nonetheless, as we mentioned, it's not a tafsir. We're giving just a few important lessons. But these few ayat, I think, is important just to give a little bit more detail. So we follow the sequence. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam made preparation for the collection and safekeeping of the crops. And first 7 years passed. There was the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the highest level. and abundant crops, and everybody enjoyed. And you say that now Yusuf made them save those crops for the years that were going to come. But then afterwards there was famine and drought. People had nothing to eat. And then they would come and purchase the crops that were kept in the storage houses. And then there came a time when there was extreme poverty. And it is mentioned in that time, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned in Tafsir al-Khazin, that he never ate to his full during the testing times. Someone asked him, why do you stay hungry when the treasures of the earth are in your command? Lesson for all of us, especially those in who are government positions, rulers. He replies, I fear if I had to eat to my full, I might forget those who are hungry. The concern is about the stomachs of the people, not the own. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was once going through the gullies of Medina Munawwara, and he comes on the outskirts of Medina and he sees a woman in extreme want and poverty with the little children. She's got a pot, but it's empty, and the children are crying. And so he sort of reprimands her, that why is she making the children cry? And she replies, not knowing that this is Amir al-Mu'mineen. He said, Amir al-Mu'mineen hasn't fixed any stipends for my family, for my children. How does he expect us to live and survive? Umar ibn Khattab realized, he goes to the Baytul Mal, he carries the sack of flour, whatever it was. His servant Aslam radiallahu ta'ala insisted he'll carry this bag of it. He said, no, I will carry it myself. Will you carry my burden on the day of Qiyamah? He goes himself, gives this to the woman. She does not know he's Amir al-Mu'mineen. And until they are, she's busy cooking the food, and he sees them eating, and then they were playing. He moved away a little distant, and where he could see them. Until he saw them satisfied, he did not move from there. And this is the type of leadership we have to have, where we have to worry about the people in the country. What is happening in Syria? What is happening in so many other parts of the world? The rulers, the despots, the zalimeen, they're only worried about their own. And they don't even care. They are absolutely merciless. Thousands of them have got no food. What answer will such people give on the day of Qiyamah? May Allah ta'ala protect us. May Allah help us. May Allah do not put us in such predicament. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Allah ta'ala gave Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam some prominence. Allah gave him a high position. He was the right-hand man of the king, minister of finance, and enjoying comfort now. But Allah says, all this is not the reward for him in the world. This is nothing. The real reward for Yusuf alayhi salatu salam and those who have iman, and those who exercise sabr, and those who have taqwa, the real reward and true reward will be in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. Allah is so kind that He gives us in the world as well. If you obey Allah, Allah will also give you happiness in this world. Hayatan tayyiba, the tafsir is very, very vast. Commentators have mentioned many tafasir, even in Rabbana Atina fi dunya hasana. And the gist of all this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives His friends in the dunya as well. But the real reward, the true reward, Allah will give them in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala grant us in the hereafter as well. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam now is looking to the needs of the people in Egypt, and even foreigners who came out of from other lands. And so the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam hear that there is a very generous person here in Egypt, and he's giving food, he's giving ration. So they bring their money, so as to say, or their goods, to come and purchase some food. So these 10 brothers come, they leave Binyamin behind, and they come and they seek the وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفْ فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. When they come, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam recognizes them, seeing them after years. They did not recognize Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. They were under the impression he's thrown in the well, that's the end of him.
Or he's taken and he's sold as a slave, not even realizing that this is the Yusuf. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam does not tell him anything. He gives him the ration, وَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ قَالَ أَتُونِ بِيَخْ And he asks him, who are you? He said, no, we are the son of Yaqub, he's the Nabi of Allah. And he was the son of Ishaq alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah, and son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Before another brother, we had one brother, well, he was eaten by a wolf. And we've got another brother, Binyamin. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and Binyamin were real brothers. In other words, from the same father, same mother. The other 10 brothers had a common father, Yaqub alayhi salam, but different mothers. So Yusuf alayhi salam was obviously pining to meet Yaqub alayhi salam. But of course, instruction from Allah, not as yet, but he wants to see Binyamin. So he says, bring your brother the next time you come, otherwise I will not give you any more crops, any more ration. So they agree, and they explain that our father won't send him, but سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَا We will try and convince our father. Because he had mentioned, فَإِلَّمْ تَأْتُونِ بِهِ فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي وَلَا تَقْرَبُ Don't even come near me if you don't bring your brother next time. This is his plan of bringing Binyamin and seeing Binyamin. So they go. And as they leave, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had whatever goods they brought to get some food in exchange, he gives them back. Secretly he places that in their bags or in their sacks. وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِهِ جَعَلُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ فِي رِحَالِهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهَا إِذَنْ قَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجُونَ He sends, or he puts back the money they brought, or the goods they brought, he puts it back into the sacks. And ulama, Imam Razi rahmatullahi gives a few possible reasons. And he says that Yusuf alayhi salam felt uneasy taking money from his own parents and his own brothers. It was against his nature of generosity and hospitality. So, and also some have explained that this was a means of getting them to come back. If you didn't give them the goods, then they will go back, the crops will get finished, the ration gets finished, they might not have any more money to buy anymore, so they won't come. At least they do have a chance to come back because the money that they had presented now, they still got it with them. So there was hope of them coming back. And he wanted to do them a favor in a manner that they would not feel embarrassed. So he didn't place it in front of them. He didn't give it openly. Secretly he did it. And so when they reach their destination and they find that the money is in the sacks, and they will understand that this person is so generous, so kind. And perhaps they may think that he's made a mistake. Why has he sent this money back? So let's go and check with him. Let us be truthful, let us be honest and say, I think you made a mistake and you gave our money back. So all these were just means of getting them to come back with Binyamin. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam exceeded the limits of hospitality, generosity. He treated them in a very beautiful, very kind way. When they go to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, they explain to Yaqub alayhi salam, this is the problem we have. That this king who is so generous, he is not going to give us any more crops, any more ration, any more food, if we don't take Binyamin with us. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِهِمْ قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مُنِعَ مِنَّا الْكَيْلِ فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا نَكْتَلْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ Again, exact the promise they made for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ We'll protect him, don't worry. The same promise they're making for Binyamin. And again, Yaqub alayhi salam, هَلْ أَمَنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا كَمَا أَمِنْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ Must I have that type of assurance and promise from you that you will safeguard him, you will protect him, like how you promised and how you took an oath, and should I trust you in the same manner, the manner in which I trusted you regarding his brother? In any case, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا Yaqub alayhi salam, true Nabi of Allah. His tawakkul is of that high degree. He places his full trust in Allah. Allah is the true hafiz, the true protector. He's the best of protectors. Wa arhamur rahimin. Allah is the best, Allah is most merciful of all those who show mercy. Again, he has hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now when they open their bags for the food and the crops of the, they find that the money was given back or the goods that they had taken was given back to them. Immediately, they go to the father. يَقَالُوا يَا أَبَنَا مَا نُبْغِي What else are we asking for? Look at this king, so generous. هَذِي بِضَاعَتُنَا رُدَّتْ إِلَيْنَا Our goods have been given back to us.
ونمير أهلنا ونحفظ أخانا ونزداد كيل بعير. And he says that now we will get supply for family, and we will protect our brother, and by sending him another whole camel's load of provision we'll get. Each one was given one whole camel load of provision. Another whole extra camel load of provision. ذَلِكَ كَيْلُ يَسِيرٌ. It's an easy measure. Why don't you just send Binyamin with us? Yaqub alayhi salam said, قَالَ لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ حَتَّى تُؤْتُونِي مَوْثِقًا مِنَ اللَّهِ. Take a promise in Allah. Take a vow. Take a pledge in Allah that you will definitely look after him and bring him back to me. Unless إِلَّا أَن يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ. Unless you are surrounded and overpowered by something beyond your means. You will do your best to protect him. What is beyond your capabilities, that I will absolve you of. I won't hold you to task and responsibility for that. And then he advises them. وَقَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ. 10 or 11 of them going now. And in those days, they used to have doors or gates into, as the entrance to the town. So he says, don't enter into, just from all of you all together, one entrance. Enter from separate entrances. If you all enter from one entrance, people look at you, they will stare at you. It's highly possible that the nazar goes on you. In Arabic we say, ayn. In Urdu, nazar. We also say in English, nazar mustn't come on the person. Person eating food and you'll be looking at him, stomach starts burning. Why? Everybody put the big eyes on it. So Yaqub alayhi salam, he has used a means. We are in this world, and this is the next lesson, that we are allowed to adopt the means that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And after adopting the means, we place our full trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You tie your camel, and then you have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned previously also, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab sees some people, and they're sitting with the axe, and sitting with the hoes and the plows, and sitting on a land. He asked them, what are you doing? He said, no, wait for tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asked, have you sowed the seed? Have you watered it? Have you irrigated this land? He said, no. We're waiting for Allah. Tawakkul on Allah. He says, that's not called tawakkul. Tawakkul is you make the effort, and then you place your trust only in Allah, not in the means. The means cannot do anything. They're just a means. You don't have conviction that this means that I'm using, that is going to bring the result. No. You adopt the means, but your conviction should be only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is tawakkul. Al-aynu haqqun. Comes in the hadith of Rasulullah. Nazar is something that is true. It happens. Now please don't have waham and suspicion. He's making nazar on me, or she's making. Now we also again full of suspicion. I mentioned the adili, badgumani is very rife in our community. But that's not the subject now. The subject is ayn. And therefore, your own children, if you see, or your own somebody, you see something very good, delightful, then we have been taught to say, MashaAllah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. By saying that, inshallah, no evil nazar will come to that person. There are incidents in the time of Sahaba where nazar took place. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read the following dua for Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhumah, protecting him from nazar. أُعِيذُكَ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ وَهَامَّةٍ وَمِنْ كُلِّ عَيْنٍ لَامَّةٍ. Many times people come with the small children. This is the dua we read. This sunnat, masnoon dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us the dua, protection from nazar, where I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection in his complete words from every shaitan, from every creeping creature or insect, harmful insect, and from an evil glance or evil eye. So by reading that, Allah Ta'ala gives us protection. Of course, then you read your three kurs also, ayat of kursi, this is all for protection. But nazar, it is something that is true, it is established, it does take place. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ in the manner in which Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam told them to enter, they entered. It was just a desire of the father that came in his heart for them to enter into different doors, and they fulfilled this desire of the father. And then, when they come to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam makes a
a plan, of course, Mufassirin go into detail, that he gives them each, he pays them, and he gives them a place to stay. So there are 11 of them. 10 of them are paid, and Binyamin is left alone. He's got nobody. This was the plan of Sayyidina Yusuf. He said, okay, he'll stay with me. And when he takes Binyamin with him, now he tells Binyamin that do not grieve, do not despair, do not fright, don't be afraid. I'm your brother, Yusuf. He tells him very secretly. And can you imagine the delight and happiness of Binyamin and Yusuf alayhi salatu salam? And he tells him, I'm going to make a plan to keep you behind. And what is the plan we mentioned the other day? That he tells one of his men to take his goblet and put it into the sack and bag of Binyamin. And it will seem as though Binyamin stole this goblet. And that is the only way of keeping him behind, because in the Sharia of the past of that time, if any person is caught with theft, then he becomes, or he is handed over to the people whose item was stolen. So they imprison him, they keep him behind. And so as the brothers are given the ration and the bags and they are about to leave, suddenly somebody calls out that the goblet, the Suwa'ul Maliki, is missing. And they begin to search every person. And they find it in the bag of Binyamin. And can you imagine what happens? قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئْنَا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضُ مَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ. They take qasam. We didn't come here to cause any mischief. And we didn't come to steal. قَالُوا فَمَا جَزَاءُ إِن كُنْتُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. What if you lying? What if you do find the goblet in your people's sacks? قَالُوا جَزَاءُ مَا وُجِدَ فِي رَحْلِي فَهُوَ جَزَاءُ. The person in whose sack is found, well, that's, he has to be imprisoned, he has to be kept back. They didn't even think that it will be found in their sack. كَذَلِكَ نَجِزِ الظَّالِمِينَ. So, when they search and they find, it is found in Binyamin's bag. Of course, he didn't steal it. This was the plan of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ قَبْلَ بِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ تَعِبْ. First they searched all the other brothers until they came into Binyamin's sack. ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَهَا مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُسُفْ. Allah says, this is how we planned for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And so he was kept behind. Allah says, نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَى. Allah elevated the stages of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah says, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knowledgeable person is somebody else who is more learned. And this is a lesson for every alim, especially. They don't think that you know every single masla of Sharia. And maybe you're a hafiz of hadith and a hafiz of Quran, and mashallah, Allah has blessed you with so much of knowledge. There's always somebody who has got more knowledge, more than you. And somebody who's got more knowledge than that person as well. And somebody more knowledge than him. And it continues until we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Allam al-Ghuyub. Allah Ta'ala has knowledge of every single thing. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam and Khidr alayhi salatu salam were traveling, Surah Kahf it is mentioned, and when they were on the boat or the ferry that was transporting them, they see a bird that perches itself on the deck or on the boat, and it dips its beak into the ocean. And Khadir alayhi salatu salam then tells Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam, you see this bird, the amount of water that it has decreased from the ocean, the amount of water that's on its beak, the amount of water that's on its beak, that's my knowledge, your knowledge, and the entire mankind's knowledge put together compared to the vast ocean. There is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, the knowledge of Allah is limitless, there's no bound, but by way of example, the huge ocean, that's the knowledge of Allah. And you are Nabi of Allah. And this is Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's saying, both our knowledge and every other person's knowledge, whole mankind's knowledge put together, every Nabi's knowledge put together, every human being, every jinn, every person, the knowledge is just like a droplet compared to the vast ocean. So, وَفُوقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have humility. The more knowledge a person has, the more humble he should be. The more knowledge a person has, the more humble he should be. The more he should propagate, pass on the message with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more knowledge Allah gives him then. But never feel that I know everything. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked by Bani Israel, مَنْ أَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ. Who's the most knowledgeable of people? And he rightfully in that context meant, or he understood, amongst the people. Well, I have the most knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to attribute everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he didn't even know that there is another person by the name of Khadir who has more knowledge than him in certain things. And therefore Allah ta'ala sends him on his journey to show him that his knowledge, there is an end to it and somebody else knows more than him. So we attribute everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. At this point, when Binyamin is, when they find the goblet in his sack, now these brothers say, قَالُوا إِيَّسْرِقْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخُ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Allahu Akbar. You see, if this guy stole our brother Binyamin, his brother, meaning Yusuf, had also stolen before. They're not realizing who they are addressing. Mufassirin explain, and a simple explanation to this, what they meant by Yusuf Islam stole, ma'adallah, he never steal. There are some explanation given, that there was a beggar that came, and there was no food, so he took some bread from the house, and probably he didn't ask the other people or the parents, and he gave the beggar because he felt sorry, and the brothers regarded that as stealing. Or, there was one grandparent who was worshipping some idol, so he went quietly and he took away that idol and he broke it because he did not want the person to worship idols. So the brothers taunted him on that and they labeled him as a thief. Again, look at the sabr of Sayyidina Yusuf. Somebody tells us that now, after you being so kind to him and so generous and so much you gave him, and you haven't even told them that what they had done to you in the past, and now they actually saying you're a rogue. Yusuf alayhi salam still, فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. He just concealed it in his heart. وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُ. He didn't reveal it to them. His heart is saying, أَنْتُمْ شَرُمْ مَكَانَا. You in a more evil place. What you're saying is wrong. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَصْفُونَ. Allah knows exactly what you're attributing to me. And then they say, oh please, minister, oh king, we've got an elderly father. Please don't take Binyamin. As it is, he's lost one son, Yusuf, and now Binyamin. Take somebody else in his place. He said, it's not possible. How can I take somebody else who's innocent? قَالَ مَعَذَ اللَّهُ أَنْ أَخُذَ إِلَّا مَا وَجَدْنَا مَتَاعَنَا عِنْدَهُ إِنَّا إِذَا لَظَالِمُونَ. We'll be oppressors then. When they lost hope now that Binyamin is going to remain behind, they went on one side, they made some mashwara what to do. The eldest one, قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ. Alice one said, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمِنْ قَبَلُ مَا فَرَّطْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفِ فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضِ. I'm not going to move from here. You go, I'm not coming. We took a promise. How are we going to face our father? Same thing happened with Yusuf. Now Binyamin. I don't have the guts to face him. I'm going to remain here حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِي أَبِي. Until my father give me permission to come back. Oh, يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي. Allah decides regarding me. If mort comes, mort comes. He says, go back to your father and tell him what has happened, that his son stole. And this was beyond our control. We didn't know this would happen. And tell him that ask his caravan, the other people who were there, and they will be witness to this, and go and ask the people of that town. When they tell this to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, again he says that you have contrived something. This is again your device, your plan. But the exact thing he says, فَصَبْرٌ jamil, second time. That I will bear a beautiful patience. Again, we mentioned that the sabrun jamil is not like the normal sabr. Sabrun jamil demands that the person doesn't complain about it at all. And he only complains to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, this is the conviction he has. عَسَى اللَّهُ أَيَّأْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا. Soon Allah will bring all of them to me. Yusuf and Binyamin. إِنَّهُ وَالْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. And then he moves away from them. وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَ عَلَى يُوسُفْ. Binyamin is gone now. But he's still lamenting and grieving over Yusuf. Can you imagine what love he had for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam? This whole episode reminded him of how Yusuf was taken away from him. And now he began to cry. And ulama explained that because of the grief and within him, he kept it within him and he cried profusely that he became blind. فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. He suppressed his anger. He did not give vent to his anger. وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ. His eye became white, meaning he lost his sight.
قالوا تالله تفتأ تذكر يوسف حتى تكون حرضا أو تكون من الهالكين. And the people around the family said, "What are you talking about, Yusuf, Yusuf, Yusuf?" To such an extent that you are destroying yourself. You're going to become sick. And you're going to perish. So he answers to them. He says, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I'm not complaining to you. I'm talking to my Allah. I'm complaining to my Allah. I mentioned the hadith instead of Taif, Nabi made a similar dua. He complained to Allah, Subhanahu, Ya Allah, look at my feeble condition. So he says, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. And this is the lesson we learn. Whatever situation you are, especially our sisters at home, many of them are in a very despicable condition. And they lose hope. It seems as though nobody is listening to them. They've been to every person. And nobody seems to solve the problem. Nobody seems to be lending a proper ear to whatever cry they have. And they reach this sort of ebb, and full of grief, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know regarding from Allah that you did not know. He was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he tells him, go back and search for Yusuf bin Yamin. And do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will stop here inshallah. When they go back to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. These are just a few important morals and lessons that we learned from Surah Yusuf that we had commenced the other night. Basically giving us guidelines and a lot of strength to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever condition, whatever the predicament be, whatever the plight is. And if you look at the lives of Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, the life of Rasulullah salam, the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, you find very many instances and cases where outwardly it seemed a dead end. But when they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unseen help comes. Mind-boggling. For you and I, it's something that's not possible. But it actually happened in the time of Sahaba. It happened in the lives of the awliya Allah. It continues happening to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we get surprised at how was it possible? How did it happen? This is because of the nisbat, the ta'alluq they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They enjoy a very special relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah comes to the rescue of His friends. And Allah gives them special protection. Yes, they go through a test. And they pass the test. And Allah becomes pleased with them. So Allah does not leave them in destruction. But Allah assists them in dunya, qabr and akhirat. And that is why in the verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That those who say Allah is our Rabb and they are steadfast on deen, they abide by sharia. At the time of maut, when shaitan comes, and he tries to even at that time, make them lose the iman. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah has given a very beautiful explanation. That shaitan comes in the form of the father. And he tells him, leave this Islam. Abandon is not the right religion. Accept Christianity. Comes with a glass of water. Aren't you thirsty? Come, take this. If a person is not steadfast on his deen, he can slip there. Allah protect us. But if he is steadfast, Allah sends down angels. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And they drive away the shayateen. And they give this person gratitude. لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't fear of what's going to happen in front. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your helpers. We are going to assist you now. We are going to escort you. You are our VIP guest. And don't grieve about your family and children. That's taken care of. And for you is Jannat and glad tidings of Jannat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the assistance of His friends. May Allah make us His true friends. And make the dua. It's nothing impossible. May Allah ta'ala grant us His true ishq and muhabbat and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight again is an odd night. And the odd night we keep on mentioning that it's possible that it could be Laylatul Qadr. We are seeking Laylatul Qadr. May Allah ta'ala not deprive any one of us here in the masjid or at home or any masjid or any part of the world. May Allah not deprive any person of Laylatul Qadr. If a person is deprived of Laylatul Qadr, he is deprived of all khair, of everything. So Allah Ta'ala grant us Laylatul Qadr, inshallah, the barakat of it.
Is that Durr Sharif? اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا الله ماري غلاهكم ما فرما يا الله ماري خطاوكم ما فرما ماري لغزجوكو درغزر فرما يا الله هم كمزور يا الله هم ضعيف يا الله يا الله تو عزيز تو حكيم تو رؤوف تو رحمن تو مهربان تو كرم ولا يا الله يو كريم يا الله Ya Allah, you give and give and give, Ya Allah. Nothing diminishes from your treasures, my Allah. And you give us so much, despite us, the recipients of your favors, we are undeserving. We are undeserving of those favors, my Allah. We have disobeyed you and you still shower us with your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, you are so loving, my Allah. There is no other Allah besides you, my Allah. There is no other deity besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no partners, you've got no parents, you've got no wife, you've got no children, my Allah. Nobody is equal to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are totally independent, my Allah. You are full of praise, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are faqirs, we are fuqara. You have mentioned in the Quran, you have conferred this title of beggars unto for us, my Allah. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ilallah, wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. Ya Allah, we are those faqirs tonight, my Allah. In your house, my Allah, we have raised our begging bowl in front of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have kept roza, accept our roza, my Allah. We recited tarawih, ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Whatever ibadat that we have, has taken place, ya Allah, individual, collective, accept it. Not only this masjid, but throughout the four corners of the globe, every single masjid, musalla, home, wherever, my Allah. Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become weak, my Allah. We are weak people. Our hearts are weak. Our bodies are weak, my Allah. Our minds are weak. Ya Allah, we can't even concentrate in our dhikr. We can't concentrate properly in our salat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind. Overlook our mistakes. Overlook our faults. Overlook our wrongs, my Allah. Overlook our vice and evil. Overlook our sins. Pardon us, my Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا يا الله you are our guardian you are our protector you are our friend my Allah you are our master فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم يا الله grant us ليلة القدر my Allah Ya Allah, grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant it to us this year and every year till we pass away, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us. Don't deprive our mothers and sisters. There are so many sisters that are making itikaf in their homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, those brothers are making itikaf in this masjid especially. Ya Allah, accept their itikaf. Forgive their wrongs, deficiencies, their shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, in every different masjid, my Allah, accept all the itikaf, my Allah, of the mu'taqifeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, pardon us, forgive us, help us, my Allah, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Don't make us go astray, my Allah. We are afraid, my Allah. We want to be good people, my Allah. We want to be righteous, my Allah. We want sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Show us the straight path, keep us onto the straight path. Don't make us go astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us go astray, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. If we are stumbling, we are falling, Ya Allah, you pick us up, my Allah.
You guide us, my Allah. Overlook our faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, this beautiful month of Ramadan will come to an end just now, my Allah. Before the month of Ramadan comes to an end, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive our ulama, our mashayikh, our parents, our grandparents, my Allah. Forgive our wives, our children, our progeny, my Allah. Forgive our friends, our relatives, our musallis, our mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Forgive every single person who is here tonight, my Allah. He has raised his hand. Oh, mothers and sisters and brothers at home listening over the receiver. People are sick, they are unable to come to the masjid. They are listening to the program, my Allah. Allah, we are weak people, my Allah. We are the weakest of your entire makhluk, my Allah. Allah, we've got no sincerity, my Allah. Allah, we've got no sincerity, my Allah. Allah, our hearts are blackened, my Allah. Our hearts have become filthy, my Allah. Allah, we are drenched in gunas, drowning in sins, my Allah. Allah, we've got no action. Good action we can present before you tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no good action that we can present to you, my Allah, that you will accept it, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Overlook our faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you are not going to pardon us, my Allah, then we are doomed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said not to lose hope in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will never lose hope in your mercy. How can we lose hope in your mercy, my Allah, when you are so loving, you are so kind, my Allah. Ya ibadi alladhina أصرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Ya Allah, we are not going to lose hope in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have full, Ya Allah, tawakkul upon you, my Allah. Conviction in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We've got raja in you, my Allah. We've got hopes in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Every single major sin, every single minor sin, sins we committed knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, Ya Allah, in the masjid, out of the masjid, at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, at home or abroad, my Allah. Ya Allah, in varsities, in colleges, in madrasas, my Allah. Ya Allah, in our workplaces, my Allah. In our practices, my Allah. Wherever we committed the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching, my Allah. You did not expose us, my Allah. You did not embarrass and humiliate us, my Allah. Because you are Sattar. You are Ghaffar. Ya Allah, forgive us now, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, which other way can we beg you now tonight for forgiveness, my Allah? Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anna ya kareem. Fa'afu anna ya kareem. Ya Allah, there's mountains of sins that are on our shoulder, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it disappear completely, Ya Allah. Wash it away through the floods of your mercy and your rahmat and maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat every step we take now in future, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Make us do the right thing, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, no matter what sins we have committed, my Allah, and how terrible sinners we are, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read about that person in the kitabs who is a disbeliever. Allah, every day he said, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, worshipping his idols. And by mistake, one day he said, Ya Samad. Ya Allah, instead of Sanam, instead of idol, he took your name, Ya Samad. On that you gave him hidayat, and you gave him iman, and you forgave him, my Allah. We have read in the hadith, that there is banda who commits sins, and he commits sins, and he commits sins, but he knows he's got a Rabb who is prepared to forgive. And Ya Allah, you forgive the person. Ya Allah, forgive us also, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Don't make us mahroom of the barakat of Ramadan. Emancipate our soul from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, emancipate the souls of our parents and grandparents and our wives and our children and our friends, my Allah. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, help the Muslims in this country, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, strengthen us, my Allah. Protect our deen, my Allah. Protect our masajid, our madaris, our marakis, my Allah. Protect every deeni organization, institution, my Allah. Protect our mashayikh and ulama. Ya Allah, protect our elderly ones, my Allah. Protect our youth, especially, my Allah. They will be the future leaders, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from haram, my Allah. Protect them from drugs and alcohol, my Allah. Protect them from wine, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them nek hidayat, my Allah. Give them hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen the iman. Keep them in good company, my Allah. Protect our women folk, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters make so much of khidmat of ours, for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them, Ya Allah, the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, there are so many who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, the all marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, our family members who've just passed away, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them, ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are so lucky they got the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are fortunate, my Allah. Grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Grant them the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Allah bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dad, the sweetness of iman. Allah, make our tongues be moist with your dhikr. Make us feel the sweetness of your name on our tongues, my Allah. Make us feel the coolness of your love in our heart, my Allah. And the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, make us stay in the company of the pious, my Allah. Don't make us be people that will find fault in your sharia, my Allah. Don't make us be people who will find faults in your Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah. Anyone different type of fanciful interpretations, my Allah. Make us follow, ya Allah, the Salafi Saliheen, my Allah. Our akabir, our elders, my Allah. Make us follow the beloved Sahaba, radiallahu anhu majma'een. Our beloved Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect us from every type of deviated group, my Allah. Keep us in haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us become means of hidayat and haqq, my Allah. Make us hadeen, mahdiyeen. Don't make us dhalleen, mudilleen. Don't make us slip and fall, my Allah. Don't make us lead others astray, my Allah. Make us be ulama, rabbaniyun, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mort, my Allah. Mort in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Allah, baril jannatul baqi. Quran is the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy Quran water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr. Protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our sustenance come easily to us, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make it be halal and wholesome and pure and tayyib. Make us use it in the correct way, my Allah. Make us only consume that which is halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, the food that we eat, let us be worried about what we are eating, my Allah, and consuming only that which is halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, the monies that we are earning, may Allah help us to earn only that which is halal. Protect us from riba and usury and interest, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from zina of the eyes, my Allah. Zina of the private parts, my Allah. Ya Allah, zina of the limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from pride and arrogance, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from hasad and malice and jealousy, my Allah. Don't make us become disunited, my Allah. Unite families, my Allah. Unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. Unite us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah, wherever the ummah is parishan. Ya Allah, remove the parishani, my Allah. They are our brothers and our sisters and our children, my Allah. They are our parents, my Allah. They are elderly people. They are hospitals, my Allah. Somebody hasn't got an eye. Somebody's got no leg. They are disabled. They are crippled, my Allah. So many years have gone by, my Allah. Ya Allah, we would exercise this summer, my Allah. We're waiting for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you're not bound by time, my Allah. We've got yaqeen, my Allah, that ba'd al-usri yusra. After difficulty, there'll be ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, help those people, the refugees in Syria, especially, my Allah, and different parts of the world. Ya Allah, in African countries, whether it's Somalia, Malawi, so many other African countries, ya Allah. Right on our borders, my Allah. Ya Allah, this famine, this drought, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no food. They've got no water, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are dying out of starvation, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have provided so much for us and we're not making your shukar, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't snatch away your ni'mat from us, ya Allah. Don't snatch away the comfort that you have given us in this country, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more taqwiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen us, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Make us become lanterns of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the non-Muslims see the truth of Islam in us and embrace Islam in droves, my Allah. Make them realize that Islam is a peace, loving religion, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of enemy, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us nafs and mutmainna, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially after the month of Ramadan, don't make us go back to our old habits, my Allah. Help us to establish salam, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially this masjid, my Allah. All other masajid, especially this masjid, ya Allah. Every single salah. Ya Allah, make it be full right till the entire masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, ya Allah. Tawfiq is from you, my Allah. Don't make us become lazy, my Allah. Don't make us discard salat, my Allah. Help us to establish salat, young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, fajr salat also, ya Allah. Let our youth, ya Allah, come into the masjid and make this masjid abad, my Allah. Ya Allah, make this masjid abad, my Allah. Great sacrifices were given in this masjid, my Allah. Now Hazrat Rahmatullah used to cry, my Allah. He's no longer with us, my Allah. Allah, all this is for you that you have accepted. Accept all his khidmat, my Allah. Allah, give him the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, give him the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to continue, ya Allah, his mission with ikhlas and maqbooliyat. We are so weak, my Allah, we are useless, my Allah. Protect us from every type of evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from being insincere, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect from all evil doers, my Allah. Make us be good doers, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested duas, my Allah, grant them all the jais murad. Especially our brothers and sisters here, my Allah, our sisters at home, our brothers here tonight, my Allah, young and old, masoom children sitting here, ulama, hufaz, elderly people in itikaf, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and need, my Allah. Our list is so long, my Allah. You are well aware of all what we want, my Allah. Give us better than what we want, my Allah. Remove all type of difficulty. There are so many people parishan. Some people have got a court case. Some people are languishing in prison, my Allah. Somebody is sick and ailing. Doctors can't fathom what is wrong with them. Ya Allah, somebody got a financial difficulty. Somebody got some social, domestic problem. Ya Allah, you are well aware. Somebody got depression, my Allah. Remove all these difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak. We cannot ask to be tested, ya Allah. Make us reach you through the road of shukar, my Allah. Make our children become the coolest of eyes. Make them muttaqeen, my Allah. Make them excellent ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Don't make us see them in a bad condition, my Allah. Make them be anki tandak, hurrata ayun, my Allah. Make us the coolest of our parents' eyes. If they're living, help us to be obedient, being served them. If they've left this world, grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, the remaining days of Ramadan, make it be the best of our days, my Allah. Give us that qurb, my Allah. That attachment that bond with you, my Allah. After Ramadan, the ronak will disappear, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us. Don't make us become munafiqeen, my Allah. Don't make us munafiqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove us from zulumat, from darkness of kufr, shirk, nifaq, bid'ah. Make us follow sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. Make us love the sunnah. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم ارزقنا ليله القدر اللهم ارزقنا ليله القدر اللهم لا تجعلنا من المحرومين ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين